There's Keith Klein.
Good morning.
And every, well, not every, but the, what, fourth Tuesday of every month?
Roughly, whenever there's a school board meeting.
There you go. We check in with the superintendent of the MCCSC schools. It's our good friend, Dr. Judy DeMuth. Dr. DeMuth, grab your umbrella this morning.
Yes, at least we're not dealing with snow. That's all I have to say. So we're okay with rain.
And that's the good news, because we're not shoveling it, and our temperatures are just staying barely warm enough to make sure everything doesn't freeze over. One reminder for everybody, don't forget on Tuesday, May 8th, that will be the primary election here in Bloomington. MCCSC schools will be closed that day. That shouldn't be a surprise. That's been on the calendar for a few years, but since we don't have an election every year, we make sure to remind everybody on that. So busy times, as we know, and as we wrapped up last week, the anniversary of the tragic Columbine shooting, you had some organized, I don't want to call them protests, I don't think that's the right word, organized activities last Friday that I saw on social media everywhere. It looked like plenty were participating, and it looked like a very smooth Friday.
You know, we did, Mike. We worked with our principals about a month. As soon as the Parkland shooting took place, you know, as a nation, we saw all kinds of activity. And we thought about that, and then, of course, some dates appeared on social media as to various walkouts and protests. And we met with the principals and said, look, you know, the first day was a time when our students were not in session. And then the second national protest was, or walkout, was the day we were in session. And I said, you know, principals, you've got to think, you know, use this as a really positive experience, work with your students, and come up with something that is meaningful to them. And hopefully they'll stay in school and understand that we are trying to respond to the kinds of needs that they have. And so our principals did a great job of working with the students. And all of our secondary schools had programs that were designed by our students. And so I think that that was very impactful. And each one was a little different, but most of them were just recognizing what had happened at Parkland, paying tribute to the families and the students who lost their lives. And we had a lot of sessions on various topics such as bullying or talking about writing your state and federal legislators when you have a concern, and trying to get some activism going in that way. Talking about culture and climate in the school, and talking about random acts of kindness. So we had all kinds of activities through the district. And again, I was really proud of our students and our staff members, because I think, again, they were able to put what their concerns were and or how they would feel good about an activity in place for that Friday. So we were very fortunate that our students rose to that occasion.
Judy, one of the things that people are seeing coming up and may not understand, and I know you want to talk about it, is something called the Maker Mill Challenge. What exactly is that?
Oh, gosh, we've had a great experience with that. Before our spring break, we unveiled what was called the Maker Mill Challenge, and that is a process where students come together, they identify a problem, and then they get support and resources to help them create a response to the problem. And so we had fantastic projects. We had a best presentation that was won by Granby Elementary School, and they actually did a soundproof wall material where they did a lot of investigatory work on various materials that people say are soundproof, but in the end, it doesn't appear that they are. But so it was very well done. Best use of material. They had Clear Creek did a stay awake alarm clock. We had most innovative, and Fairview did a fantastic job with a refillable Expo marker. And so, you know, it was really something that they, you know, you could just see these kids on Shark Tank or something doing these projects, because it was fantastic. We had a most successful design, and that was an accessible pet feeder, which is really great, because the person could be in a wheelchair and actually put the food in their pet feeder, and it works out really well. So Templeton did a great job with that. And we had our overall champion, and that was the Granby Elementary School with their soundproof wall material. So we are going to showcase all of those at our collab on May 1st from 6 to 7. and the finalists have been invited to come and present their projects to the public. So we're very excited about that. The IU School of Education Mill Makerspace has been involved with us, and the winner, the grand prize winner, Grandview, will get to go to their makerspace at Indiana University and experience what it's like to participate there.
We're speaking with the superintendent of the MCCSC, Dr. Judy DeMuth. And I know how much pride you take in this, but GEMS happened over the weekend, and you get so proud when you talk about those young girls and what they've done and how they've accomplished things.
Well, you know, it's no joke to anyone, it's not hidden at all that we have a real deficiency of females in the area of science and engineering, math. And so we're very fortunate that this is our second annual GEMS conference, and what we've done there is taken, this year we had about 180 fifth and sixth grade girls who give up their Saturday morning along with their parents, and they come to North High School, and we have a number of staff members, our science teachers. We have science teachers from IU, Ivy Tech, and we have a lot of vendors. Cook Pharmaca is a big one. A lot of the vendors in the community who are in the science area come and set up and work with our young women on exploring careers in their areas and their companies. And really, it's a confidence booster for these young people, because I think sometimes they get in the classrooms and they feel intimidated, and we really try to build them up. They walk around with goggles on and, you know, lab coats. And so we try to duplicate what they'd be looking at and wearing in the workforce or in the workplace. And then we have them on a Saturday morning, and comes off extremely well. Parents are always so appreciative, and so are the young girls.
Now, one of the big events coming up for the MCCSC is, obviously, we're very proud of what the students do, and we honor them, but there's a chance to honor faculty and staff. It's called the Evening of Stars, and that's coming up, and it's an amazing activity.
Yes, and you know, we couldn't do what we do without our staff members, so this will be our fifth annual Evening of Stars, and it's an evening where we pay tribute to our not only our retirees, but also we have what we call Star Award winners, and those are people who are recommended by their peers, and they receive recognition, and it comes from every employee group that we have in the district. And people forget, you know, we've got transportation drivers, food service, we have nurses. We have a whole support group behind our teaching staff, along with our teachers, and it gives us a great time and opportunity to formally recognize them. And I have to say, it's really an honor to be part of that and see the pride with which those people are honored, and all of their colleagues are there cheering them on. So it's always a good evening.
One of the things that's going to happen at the board meeting tonight is I'm going to talk a little bit about a Lilly grant that the MCCSE has received, and how's that going to be used and what it's going to do.
Yes, again, you know, we're extremely fortunate that we were able to make application through Lilly for a grant of over $1 million, and we are working on social-emotional learning with our students and our staff. And so the board will hear this evening plans that really look at all aspects of student learning, and right in the middle we place social-emotional learning, because we recognize that students need a lot of support that they may not have in other places, and we want to be able to give those students that support so that they can meet the intent and go through the rigor of academics. But you can't get into academics unless you fulfill that social-emotional learning piece. And while we're talking about that, I would want to bring up, you know, we have a great asset to us at Childs Elementary right now, and that's where we brought in a social-emotional learning dog. And her name is Kylie. And if anyone wants to see a great situation where we have students who sometimes need to be diffused or calmed down, Kylie puts all students at rest, and she works every day with our students, and we're very proud of having Kylie.
Now, before we let you go, I know you're the kind of person that kind of deals with whatever you're dealt, but the state, again, is putting in some standards for computer education throughout all grade levels, et cetera, et cetera. It's one more thing that you've got to figure out how to make it happen. What's the story on all that?
Yes, well, this year the governor signed Senate Bill 172, which requires that public schools offer computer science instruction as part of the science curriculum, which I find is very fascinating because, as one person pointed out to me just recently, you know, when you talk about science, it's so important that our students have the wealth and the breadth of the science curriculum, but to try to take some of those minutes now and infuse computer science is a little different. So we are going to be doing that. We are going to try to infuse that piece into the curriculum, and we're working on that. And the board will hear a report this evening about how we intend to do that. So, yes, computer science would be part of the total curriculum. And next year, it's our understanding that those standards would be on the high-stakes I-STEP, what we call I-STEP right now, test in Indiana.
It's never a dull moment with those folks up at the State House, is it?
They always have something on their mind that they'd like us to do. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it's here's 2 months to implement it. Ready, go.
That's right. That's what we do. And we all, you know, that the one thing about our people and our staff, we always are able to be flexible, and we always make it happen. So that's one thing you got to say about educators. No matter what they're dealt, they make it happen.
And that's a good point. And we have no problem adapting. As we've had enough practice, I think, is the operative phrase in all of that. What time is the meeting tonight, Dr. DeMuth?
We begin at 6 p.m. with our public meeting, and if any folks are interested in the community and attending, we'd love to have you.
Excellent. We always appreciate your time, and on a always very Tuesday. We hope very busy Tuesday. We hope the rain stops, and have a great meeting tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Bye now.